The 2013 legislature showed some interest in the idea of open educational resources, then called open source textbooks.
An open textbook, basically, or an open educational resource, is a free, accessible, openly licensed, public domain document.
Dr. Tanya Spilovoy is director of distance education for the North Dakota University System. She's been on the forefront of the open source movement in North Dakota.
It's media. It could be lab activities that are online, sometimes simulated lab activities. Sometimes it's textbooks, sometimes it's lectures, sometimes it's videos. There's all kinds of open resources that you can use for teaching in classrooms.
Spilovoy says some North Dakota college instructors are already using open source material for their classes.
One of the rock stars for undergraduate education is Teresa Tandy at Lake Region State College.
I'm using one for a University 101 class, Introduction to College Life. And next semester, I have made the commitment to use an open book for both of my speech 110 classes.
Tandy says the students seem to like it.
More and more, our students are moving to doing so many things on a computer that it wouldn't seem to make sense, because then they wouldn't have to carry a big, heavy book around.
Eric Murphy is an associate professor at the UND Medical School. He's been using open source material in some of his classes. He says at first he was reluctant because he likes the idea of the feel of the book, but he's come to a realization.
Our students today are much more savvy with regards to using electronic sources and reading off of say, a computer screen or a handheld or an iPad or whatever. They're just used to that much more so than other, perhaps my generation.
Murphy says he believes the use of open source material will grow, but he says there are a few problems.
One, getting information to faculty about what's out there and the quality.
They just don't have the time to go out and dig through thousands of resources.
Dr. Tanya Spilovoy says she was searching for an open source repository, and she found one.
The University of Minnesota's Open Textbook Library.
Spilovoy says there is now an agreement between the North Dakota University System and the University of Minnesota on sharing resources. She says there are a lot of advantages to that library.
It is like looking at an Amazon shopping page, which I immediately liked because I enjoy shopping online. So I wanted it to be user-friendly, straightforward, visually pleasing for folks.
Our focus has been on open textbooks.
Dr. David Ernst is executive director of the Open Textbook Initiative at the U of M.
And it's really meant just to be a resource for faculty to find textbooks to consider that are openly licensed and freely available and for their students.
Ernst says, in addition, he has been traveling the country giving seminars on the subject.
Just to help faculty understand what open resources are, help them understand the financial strain that students are under.
Ernst says textbooks can add hundreds of dollars to a student's cost for a college education.
And when cost is an issue, it can get in the way of learning.
Dr. Spilovoy says she recently talked with a woman whose daughter is studying architecture at NDSU.
If we could save her daughter some money on some of the basic courses, and I'm talking like English comp or calculus or speech, that could really add up for her in the long run.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.